NAVED TRUM 14193 Alpha Navy Electricity and Electronics Training Series Module 21 Test Methods and Practices Copyright Navy BMR.com Chapter 2 1. In equipment that uses vacuum tubes, faulty tubes are responsible for more than 1% of all electronic equipment failures. 50. 2. If the average receiving vacuum tube is not overdriven or operated continuously at maximum rating, it can have a life of at least how many hours before the filament opens? 2,000. 3. Klystron tubes that remain inoperative for more than how many months may become gassy? 6. 4. How many hours or more of reduced voltage operation may be required for klystrons that have been inoperative for periods in excess of 6 months? 8. 5. When the TWT is installed, you can usually measure the collector current and voltage and check the power output for various inputs. Any deviation greater than 1% from normal specifications may be considered to be an indication of a defective tube. 10%. 6. Transistor circuits, other than pulse and power amplifier stages, are usually biased so that the emitter current is from 0.5 milliampere to 3 milliamperes, and the collector voltage is from 3 to how many volts? 15. 7. A back-to-forward resistance ratio on the order of what or greater should be obtained for the collector-to-base and emitter-to-base measurements. 100 to 1. 8. Many ohm meters are designed such that on the R times 1 range, how many milliamperes or more can flow through the electronic part under test? 100. 9. Ohm meter ranges that require a current of more than what in the test circuit are not to be used for testing transistors. 1 milliampere. 10. What should not be used to furnish power for transistor equipment because they have poor voltage regulation and, possibly, high ripple voltage? Battery eliminators. 11. What is created whenever two substances, solid or fluid, are rubbed together or separated? Static electricity. 12. An MOS field effect transistor, MOSFET, can be damaged by a static voltage potential of as little as how many volts? 35. 13. When moving an ESDS device or assembly, always touch with your bare skin the surface on which it rests for at least how long before picking it up? 1 second. 14. Transistors are capable of operating in excess of how many hours at maximum ratings without appreciable degradation? 30,000. 15. What is a three-element solid-state device in which the forward resistance can be controlled? SCR, Sierra Charlie Romeo. 16. What device is designed to switch from a blocking state to a conducting state for either polarity or applied voltages and with either positive or negative gate triggering? TRIAC. 17. What is a solid-state, three-terminal semiconductor that exhibits stable open-circuit negative resistance characteristics? Unijunction transistor, Uniform Juliet Tango. 18. What must never be used in testing MOSFETs? VTVM, Victor Tango Victor Mike. 19. What constitute an area of microelectronics in which many conventional electronic components are combined into high-density modules? Integrated circuits, India Charlies. 20. The most frequently used ICs are manufactured with either 14 or how many pins? 16. 21. What are spring-loaded devices that are designed to clip onto a dual inline package IC while the IC is mounted in its circuit? Logic clips. 22. What is designed to detect faulty in-circuit DIP ICs by comparing them with ICs that are known to be good, reference ICs? Logic comparator. 23. What can immediately identify whether a specific point in the circuit is low, high, open, or pulsing? Logic probes. 24. Some logic probes have a feature that detects and displays high-speed transient pulses as small as how many nanoseconds wide? 5. 25. What provides various functions that can assist you in maintenance, testing, and troubleshooting of equipment using digital circuitry? Logic analyzer. 26. Most logic analyzers have CRT displays that can monitor up to how many timing signals at the same time. 32. 27. A specific gravity reading between 1.275 and watt indicates a full charge condition and assures you that the lead-acid type battery is in good condition. 1.300. 28. What series of battery testers incorporates a multi-range voltmeter, battery loading resistors, multiplier resistors, and a jack switching arrangement that connects the load resistors across the voltmeter for a total of 32 different voltmeter load resistor combinations? TS-183/U. 29. What are the two types of nickel-cadmium batteries? Vented and non-vented. 30. The voltage at the terminals of a NICAD will normally be between 1.25 and how many volts in an open circuit condition? 1.30. 31. What are used to attenuate RF signals in incremental steps? Decade attenuators. 32. The core of fiber is usually made of plastic, glass, or what else? Plastic-clad silica, Papa Charlie Sierra. 33. What type of fiber optic cores have high attenuation, 25 decibels per kilometer, require precision tools and connectors, and are extremely susceptible to mechanical damage? Glass. 34. What injects a short, intense laser pulse into the fiber and monitors reflections caused by breaks, inclusions, microcracks, and discontinuities? OTDR, Oscar Tango Delta Romeo. 35. What is used with an OTDR to provide visual evidence of fiber faults, connector and splice locations, and attenuation locations? Oscilloscope. 36. What measures the input versus the output of light in an optical fiber? Optical ohmmeter. 37. What is test equipment designed to evaluate the operational performance of a piece of equipment or printed circuit board? Automatic test equipment, Alpha Tango Echo. 38. What provides on-site screen testing and fault isolation of digital PCBs and modules? AN/USM-465. 39. What is a versatile troubleshooting tool used to statically test resistors, capacitors, inductors, diodes, transistors, multiple component circuits, and integrated circuits? Huntron Tracker 2000. 40. Testing components by what method is the most preferred method for troubleshooting? Comparison. That concludes this topic. Thank you for listening. Test your knowledge online at NavyBMR.com.